This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, April 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've talked a lot about the Great Resignation, workers leaving their jobs in record numbers in search of things like better pay or more flexibility. While many people are seeking new positions within their field, more blue-collar workers are making the move out of their industries and into tech.
Many of these workers who end up in roles like cybersecurity and software sales and things like that can do that work from home. And also many of them are used to working jobs that came with sort of uncommon hours or unreliable hours.
On today's show, we'll talk with our workplace reporter Catherine Dill about this trend and how workers are ramping up their skills to take on a new career in tech. That's after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
As so many aspects of our daily lives have gone digital during the pandemic, companies are looking to fill a wider range of tech-related jobs. At the same time, many blue-collar workers are looking for new careers with better prospects. That's leading more people, even those with little or no tech experience, to make the leap into tech jobs. So how are they preparing for a big move like that? And how are companies supporting it? WSJ Workplace reporter Catherine Dill joins us to discuss. Hey, Catherine, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So, Catherine, when we talk about blue-collar workers moving into tech, what kind of tech jobs are we talking about?
These are what we're calling new-collar jobs. These are middle-skill jobs that often require some tech skills, but not necessarily the full scope of what you might get out of like a computer science degree. So some programming skills, workers who work on cybersecurity or developing web applications, workers who've moved from a sales rep job to an account manager job. That's the type of job we're looking at here.
Now, what kinds of industries are people in who are making the switch?
We looked at new research collected over the last 2 years that found that, you know, more than a tenth of Americans who were in these low-paying roles in industries like warehousing, manufacturing, hospitality, and other lower-wage and hourly positions are the ones that were really making the switch.
How big is this trend of people making a switch like this?
It's a significant number. It's more than a tenth of Americans in these, you know, low-paying and hourly wage roles that the data looked at. And this is significant in a lot of ways. You know, data from the current population survey as well as LinkedIn suggests that the pandemic has helped an increasing number of workers move into much more upwardly mobile careers.
So it sounds like many of these workers have gotten a boost to their career, more so than if they had stayed where they were.
That's absolutely right. You know, one of the workers that we spoke with said that she always knew that she had the grit for this type of career. She just didn't really know how to navigate towards it. And, you know, another one that I spoke with said that he had had multiple jobs for years and worked very hard and been fairly successful in those jobs, but nothing that was going to help him get on a professional or financial trajectory for growth. And now that's where he is.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of these jobs might not require a computer science degree, but do they require any kind of degree?
No, many of them don't. And that's a significant shift here that we've seen a lot of employers in the current scramble to bring on talent making. They're shifting away from degree requirements and towards these pipeline programs and offering on-the-job training.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. This kind of move has got to be quite a sea change for a lot of workers. How are they developing the skills that these new jobs require?
Well, we see a lot of these workers who made this type of switch seeking out, you know, free courses, online resources. We see many of them coming out of boot camps like Flatiron and other platforms that provide these type of skills. So free resources and these paid courses as well are very popular. But we found that, you know, just 2% of those captured in this data actually went back to what we consider school.
So what is it about these jobs and what is it about switching to these jobs that's attractive to these blue-collar workers making the change?
There's a lot of factors. Certainly pay is one of them, but it is not the first one or the only one cited by many of these workers, though those who've made the switch often end up earning more. Flexibility is really huge. You know, many of these workers who end up in roles like cybersecurity and software sales and things like that can do that work from home. And also many of them are used to working jobs that came with sort of uncommon hours or unreliable hours. And so the reliability of their schedule plus pay plus benefits like, you know, a certain threshold of paid time off are really significant. And some of the workers we spoke with were also accustomed to doing physically taxing or repetitive work. And so the jobs that they switched into were a big shift.
But still, I would imagine for a lot of people, this has got to feel like a big jump for them.
Absolutely. You know, imposter syndrome was brought up specifically by one of the workers I spoke with and less specifically by many of the ones we spoke with for this story. You know, this is a big emotional shift as well. And, you know, the workers that we spoke with, a couple of them said, I had always been interested in tech, or like I had won a technology related prize in high school, but I just didn't think of myself as the type of person who would necessarily thrive in a boot camp or find myself in a cybersecurity job. And so for many of them, the on-ramp of something like a boot camp was really essential because it came with, you know, some career planning skills and support as well. But overcoming that emotional barrier of, as someone who we spoke with said, you know, I sold cell phones or cable plans, and now I'm one of those tech guys, is a different kind of hurdle.
So what does this tell us about the workforce going forward? You know, this seems like a pretty untraditional way for companies to bring workers on board.
Yeah, it really feels like some of them have had to blow up the blueprint here. And, you know, to a certain extent, degree requirements and how heavily companies lean on them ebb and flow with the tightness of the labor market. Often when it's harder to find workers, we see companies move away from them a little bit more and often re-implement them once things shift back towards their favor. But we are seeing an increasing number of employers moving to strip out degree requirements that may have been added in previous years where they're really not necessary. And, you know, Okta, one of the companies that we spoke with for the story, made it really clear, you know, they have some pretty serious priorities here right now. They need to grow as a company. They need to grow their workforce. They want to diversify their workforce. And so they're really looking more carefully at hiring based on skills and potential and not so much asking what college did you go to.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Dill. Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.